She became convinced that her life, though lived in the spotlight and blessed with greater opportunities, echoed the experiences of millions of other Americans. Some readers, however, had other agendas. Clinton writes of being approached by two long-haired, bearded men, looking like characters from Lord of the Rings, who wanted her to join their campaign to let men look as God intended. She recalls a man who handed her a business card with the handwritten inscription, "If you're ever single, give me a call." Lines were long, and one young fan entertained the crowd by playing the violin. Another time, Clinton looked up and saw her grinning daughter, Chelsea, waiting her turn for a signed book. At one stop, living history was upstaged by an even greater publishing phenomenon. Clinton describes a night last summer when she was signing copies, only to have hundreds of kids rush into the store. Not to see me, but to camp out until midnight to snatch up the first copies of the new Harry Potter.